So this story reminds me of my tortoises. I've got two tortoises. One's called Calvin and one's called Klein. And Calvin is the big one and Klein is the little one. And they are my daughter's tortoises, but they live with me. I'm looking after them. And they live in a little tortoise house in my garden. And they were free to roam in the garden because I thought they couldn't escape. But as winter comes, they kind of start to slow down because they're poikilotherms. Their blood temperature is the same as the temperature around them. So as the temperature of the surroundings goes down, there's not enough heat in their body for their metabolism, and so they slow down. They can't keep on going in the winter. And every night they come out in the day, sometimes, not if it's raining, they don't really like the rain. In fact, we watched one of them the other day when it started raining heavily, marching his way back to the house pretty quickly because he was getting wet. So as the winter comes, they come out for a little while and they go back to their box. And I check up sometimes, make sure they're back in their box for the night. And one evening, Klein was missing. It's always Klein. He's the one that's the problem. And I looked around the garden. It was getting a bit dark. I checked the weather forecast. It wasn't going to be too cold because if it freezes, it's really a problem because their eyes can freeze. So the next day, I looked around all the bushes and I moved them and I got down on my hands and knees. I thought maybe he's escaped. He might have, because he's pretty good at getting under gates and things. It's funny, isn't it? They've got quite big shells, but they seem to be able to squash themselves through at various angles. I asked the neighbours to look. The lady opposite had her children looking. Everyone was searching for Klein. The evenings were getting a bit colder, and the next morning I listened to the forecast and it said, maybe we're going to have the first frost tonight. So I had a panic. I thought, where can he be? I've looked everywhere. 3 days I've been looking. No sign. And everyone said, well, he's gone. You'll have to leave it now. You've done everything you can. And I thought, no, I'm not giving up. So I went out in the rain. I moved the buckets. I moved everything. And then I thought, well, I'll have to look at the log pile. And I didn't really want to move all the logs because it makes a bit of a mess. I went through the log pile one log at a time, and under the last log, just the shell just poking out of the top of the earth, that's all I could see, a little tiny bit of tortoise shell. There he was. I dug him out and I was so thrilled to find him. I told all the neighbours and they were all really happy and the children were jumping up and down that he wasn't going to be frozen. I was so pleased. It was definitely worth all the mess that I'd made in the log pile. He was very important to me because he's my responsibility. It's my responsibility to care for that little life. How much more thrilled is God when someone who has been lost and has gone far away from them is found? Why do people go away from God? Maybe because of the things that they've done wrong. Maybe they need to say sorry. Maybe they want to change. It could be that someone has never heard the good news of God. But maybe they hear by a friend. What a friend that person is to bring someone the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. They would be rejoicing, wouldn't they? That friend would be really rejoicing if their friend came to know Jesus. God would be rejoicing even further. I wonder if any of us know someone who's maybe wandered off, someone who's never really had any faith, but knows that something's missing in their life. When God is searching for someone, he pushes buttons on us. He pushes them on us so that we're guided to find those people and bring them to him. Maybe we ourselves have wandered away and are feeling rather lost, maybe lonely, needing to hear that shepherd's voice. And I wonder, as we sang together today, those words, perverse and foolish, oft I strayed, but yet in love he sought me, and on his shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought me.